And the Biden administration has been driving the problem with its anti-conventional energy policies. Now, while the president's made isolated positive energy decisions, and I would note approving the sale of E15 fuel for this summer as an example, in general, his presidency has been characterized by environmental extremism and hostility to conventional energy. This year alone, he's closed off a substantial part of the Arctic to oil and gas development, and his Environmental Protection Agency has finalized a rule that threatens to close a number of fossil fuel-powered power plants and undermine the stability of our electric grid even further.